in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth.
Okay. No, we don't read the first, second.
Read this from third. Continued from yesterday's class, it is natural that a philosophical mind wants to know about the origin of the creation. At night, he sees the stars in the sky and he naturally speculates about their inhabitants. Such inquiries are natural for a man because man has a developed consciousness which is higher than that of the animals. The author of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a direct answer to such inquiries. He says that the Lord Sri Krishna is the origin of all creations. He is not only the creator of the universe, but the destroyer as well. The manifested cosmic nature is created at a certain period by the will of the Lord. It is maintained for some time and then it is annihilated by his will. Therefore, the supreme will is behind all cosmic activities. Of course, there are atheists of various categories who do not believe in a creator, but that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. The modern scientist, for example, has created space satellites, and by some arrangement or other, these satellites are thrown into the outer space to fly for some time at the control of the scientist who is far away. Similarly, all the universes with innumerable stars and planets are controlled by the intelligence of personality of Godhead. In Vedic literature, it is said that the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, is the chief amongst all living personalities. All living beings, beginning from the first created being, Brahma, down to the smallest ant, are individual living beings. And above Brahma, there are even other living beings with individual capacities, and the personality of Godhead is also a similar living being. And he is an individual as are other living beings. But the Supreme Lord or the Supreme Living Being has the greatest intelligence, and he possesses supermost inconceivable energies of all different varieties. If a man's brain can produce a space satellite, one can very easily imagine how brain higher than a man can produce similarly wonderful things which are far superior. The reasonable person will easily accept this argument, but there are stubborn atheists who would never agree. Srila Vyasadeva, however, at once accepts the supreme intelligence as the Parameshwar. He offers his respectful obeisances unto the supreme intelligence addressed as the Para or the Parameshwara or the supreme personality of Godhead. And that Parameshwara is Sri Krishna, as admitted in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures delivered by Srila Vyasadeva, and specifically in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that there is no other Paratattva Samam Bonam than himself. Therefore, Sri Vyasadeva at once worships the Paratattva Sri Krishna, whose transcendental activities are described in the 10th canto. Unscrupulous persons go immediately to the 10th canto and especially to the 5 chapters which describes Lord's Rasa Dance. This portion of Srimad Bhagavatam is the most confidential part of this great literature. Unless one is thoroughly accomplished in the transcendental knowledge of the Lord, one is sure to misunderstand the Lord's worshipable transcendental pastimes called Rasa Dance and his love affairs with the gopis. This subject matter is highly spiritual, and only the liberated persons who have gradually attained to the stage of Paramahansa can transcendentally relish the rasa dance. Srila Vyasadeva therefore gives the reader the chance to gradually develop the spiritual realization before actually relishing the essence of the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, he purposely invokes a Gayatri mantra, dhimahi. This Gayatri mantra is meant for spiritually advanced people. When one is successful in chanting the Gayatri mantra, he can enter into the transcendental position of the Lord. One must therefore acquire brahminical qualities or be perfectly situated in the quality of goodness in order to chant the Gayatri mantra successfully and then attain to the stage of transcendentally realizing the Lord, his name, his fame, his qualities, and so on. Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration of the Swaroop of the Lord manifested by his internal potency, and this potency is distinguished from the external potency which has manifested the cosmic world, which is within our experience. Srila Vyasadeva makes a clear distinction between the two in this shloka. Srila Vyasadeva says herein that the manifested internal potency is real, whereas the external manifested energy in the form of material existence is only temporary and illusory, like the mirage in the desert. In the desert mirage, there is no actual water. There is only the appearance of water. Real water is somewhere else. The manifested cosmic creation appears as reality, but reality of which this is but a shadow is in the spiritual world. Absolute truth in the spiritual sky, not the material sky. In the material sky, everything is relative truth. That is to say, one truth depends on something else. This cosmic creation results from interaction of the three modes of nature, and the temporary manifestations are so created as to present an illusion of reality to the bewildered mind of the conditioned soul, who appears in so many species of life, including the higher demigods like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and so on. In actuality, there's no reality in the manifested world. There appears to be reality, however, because of the true reality which exists in the spiritual world, where the personality of Godhead eternally exists with his transcendental paraphernalia.
So the talk continues. Give class on this part.
So the purport continues, but we'll give class on this part.
Lord Vyasadeva, he wrote down this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Lord Vyasadeva, he wrote down Srimad Bhagavatam
as the ripened fruit of the Vedic literature.
As the ripened fruit of the Vedic literature.
And in the first verse here, he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
In the first verse, it meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
And he is the absolute truth.
That he is the absolute truth.
And no truth higher than him.
There's no truth higher than him.
And so he is Sarat or completely independent.
So he is Swarat or completely independent.
Everyone else depends on someone.
Everyone else depends on someone.
But Krishna is self-dependent.
But Krishna is self-dependent.
He has no other creator, no other source.
He has no other creator, no other source.
But here, Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna is a person.
But here, Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna is a person.
But he is the Supreme Person.
But he is the Supreme Person.
We are also people.
We are also people.
Brahma, the individual ant, all are people.
From Brahma down to the invisible ant, all are people.
All are individuals.
All are individuals.
Krishna is also individual.
Krishna is also individual.
But he has his intelligence and his capacities far superior.
But his intelligence, his capacities are far superior.
And what's amazing is how there are Ananta Koti universes, unlimited millions of universes.
But what's amazing is there are unlimited universes.
And he knows what's going on in each universe.
And he knows what's going on in each universe.
His expansion is existing as the super soul.
His expansion is existing as the super soul.
In the heart of every living entity.
In the heart of every living entity.
So he knows what every living entity is doing.
So he knows what every living entity is doing.
And those who are devotees, he protects, he guides.
And those who are devotees, he protects, he guides.
Those who are not devotees, he reciprocates with their atheism.
Those who are non-devotees, he reciprocates with their atheism.
And since they are knowing him, he acknowledges them.
Since they are knowing him, he acknowledges
them.
Since they are ignoring him, he ignores them.
What's special about the Lord? He is actually Bhakta Vatsala.
So what's actually special about the Lord? He is actually Bhakta Vatsala.
He cares. Very affectionate to his devotees.
He's very affectionate towards his devotees.
Even though he appeared as Narsingadev, very angry.
Even though he appeared as Narsingadev, very angry.
Why was he angry?
Why was he angry?
Because his devotee was being abused.
Because his devotee was being abused.
I came and gave protection and succor to his devotee.
So he gave protection and saved his devotee.
So, in this way, the Lord, he simply wants love.
So in this way, the Lord simply wants love.
Love is voluntary.
But love is voluntary.
So this whole material world is created for the people that don't want to love Krishna.
So this whole material world is created for the people who don't want to love Krishna.
But there's an opportunity for us to gradually develop our love for Krishna.
But there's an opportunity for us to actually develop our love for Krishna.
And Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful avatar of Krishna.
And Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful avatar of Lord Krishna.
And he comes down to give out his love of Krishna.
That he comes down to give out the mercy of Lord Krishna.
To give the love of Krishna.
To give the love of Krishna.
So he was giving that freely.
So he was giving that freely.
Each of the avatars of Krishna, which are described in the ninth canto.
Each of the avatars of Krishna, which are described in the ninth canto.
And Krishna is described in the tenth canto in great detail.
And Krishna is described in the tenth canto in great detail.
So, one realizes how Krishna has unlimited power.
So one realizes that how Krishna has unlimited power.
And that in the different incarnations and manifests this
and
unlimited
potential. And in different incarnations, they manifest this unlimited potential.
As Vamadeva, or small.
As Vamadeva, as small.
Brahmin boy.
Brahmin boy.
Kind of a dwarf.
Kind of a dwarf.
He extended himself cover the whole universe in two steps.
He expanded himself to cover the whole universe in two steps.
It's not possible for anybody but him.
So it's not possible for anybody but him.
But he can do anything.
But he can do anything.
So then the Bali Maharaj would offer to give him 3 steps of land.
So then Bali Maharaj, he wanted to offer him 3 steps of land.
He asked, where do I put the third step?
So he asked, where should I put the third step?
He's already taken everything in 2 steps.
He has already taken everything in 2 steps.
Bali Maharaj would not fulfill his promise.
So Bali Maharaj could not fulfill his promise.
Bali Maharaj said, put your step on my head.
So Bali Maharaj said, put your step on my head.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
So, I just, before we get to the pastimes of Krishna.
So like this, before we get to the pastimes of Krishna,
we understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited.
We understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited.
And how he has no material desire.
And how he has no material desire.
How to put any material nomenclature on the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
But to put any nomenclature on the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is a great mistake.
Is a great mistake.
And that should be avoided.
That should be avoided.
So the Asadeva by gradually developing the theme in 9 cantos.
So Vyasadeva is gradually developing the theme in 9 cantos.
Showing the origin, maintenance, and destruction of the universe.
Showing the origin, maintenance, and destruction of the universe.
Is all depending on Lord Krishna.
Is all depending on Lord Krishna.
So then when finally comes the pastimes of Krishna.
Then when finally comes to the pastimes of Krishna.
I understand that. He is exchanging love with his devotees.
One can understand that he is exchanging love with his devotees.
But that he has unlimited power.
But that he has unlimited power.
If he wants to, he can use it.
If he wants to, he can use it.
But he doesn't want devotees to love him for his opulence.
But he doesn't want devotees to love him for his opulence.
He would like them to love him as he is.
He would like
as a person.
He would like them to love him as a person.
So in the Vrindavan, they personally exchange the loving relationships with Krishna.
In Vrindavan, they particularly exchange their loving relationships with Krishna.
As his friends.
As his friends.
As his parents.
As his parents.
And elders.
As elders.
As his lovers.
As his lovers.
The whole thing is, how do we engage our thoughts, words, and activities completely in the service of Krishna.
The actual thing is how we engage our words, actions, and behavior activities in the loving service of Krishna.
And the Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, when he came specifically to give out this mercy of Krishna.
And Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, he specifically came out to give the mercy of Lord Krishna.
At each incarnation of Krishna has a particular mood.
Has a particular mood.
And But just like Narasimha Dev, he's very angry.
So just like Narasimha Dev, he is very angry.
Or like Vamadev, he did perform great deeds.
So like Vamadev, he did perform great deeds.
Like the boar incarnation, Varahadev.
Like the boar incarnation, Varahadev.
He picked up the earth from the bottom of the universe.
He picked up the earth from the bottom of the universe.
Because the demons had taken the earth out of its orbit.
Because the demons have taken had taken out the earth out of its orbit.
Actually, today in the world we are being very callous about the ecology.
Actually, in the world today, we are very callous about the
ecology.
Ecology.
We're taking oil from the center of the earth.
We are taking oil from the center of the earth.
And we don't know actually how the earth stays in orbit.
We don't know actually how the earth stays in its orbit.
What's the process with the fire in the center?
What's the process of the fire in the center?
We see that a lava sometimes come out and then there are volcanoes.
We see that sometimes a lava comes out and there is volcanoes.
Actually, somehow this fire is part of the thing that keeps the earth in orbit.
Actually, the fire is the part of the thing which keeps the earth in its orbit.
And so the oil is needed for keeping the fire going.
And actually the oil is needed to keep this fire on.
And taking all this oil from the earth in the long run, they take the earth out of its orbit.
So taking oil from the earth in the long run will keep the earth out of its orbit.
And this had happened in the past.
This had happened in the past.
And the earth and all its inhabitants fell out of orbit.
That the earth and all its habitants fell out of the orbit.
So these things are mentioned in the Bhagavatam.
So these things are mentioned in the Bhagavatam.
That and how the Lord had saved the earth, put it back in orbit.
And how it says that how the Lord saved the earth and put back in the orbit.
When you understand the unlimited power of Krishna.
When you understand the unlimited power of Krishna.
You can understand that his activities are transcendental.
Then we can understand that his activities are transcendental.
They have nothing to do with the material activities.
They have nothing to do with the material activities.
Today also is the day of
disappearance of Raghunandan Thakur.
Raghunandan Thakur. He was the son of Mukundananda.
So Raghunandan Thakur, he was the son of Mukundananda.
And when he was a small boy, his father gave him the Upanayan ceremony of the Brahmin thread.
When he was a small boy, his father did the Upanayan ceremony or gave him a Brahmin thread.
But before he could train him, he had to go to see a dying disciple.
But before he could train him, he had to go to see a dying disciple.
So he told him this offer to let him call the lotus and allow eat them and then take the blood back to your mother.
So then he told him, offer these laddus to Laddu Gopal. When Laddu Gopal eats them, take the plate back to your mother.
So he did that.
So he did that.
brought the plate into the deity room.
He brought the plate into the deity room.
Put in front of Laddu Gopal.
Put in front of the Laddu Gopal.
But then Laddu Gopal didn't do anything.
But then Laddu Gopal didn't do anything.
So Raghunandan Thakur, he cried.
So then Raghunandan Thakur, he cried.
And the deity said, "Why are you crying?"
The deity said, "Why you are crying?
You're not eating.
You're not eating.
My father said, when I offer you, you'll eat.
My father said, when I offer you, you will eat.
So when I eat, you'll stop crying.
So if I eat, will you stop crying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the deity ate.
So then the deity ate.
And he gave back his plate to his mother.
And when he went back, he gave empty plate to his mother.
Mother said, "What happened?"
Mother said, "What happened?
Where is the prasad?"
"Where is the prasad?"
"The deity ate it."
He said, "The deity ate it."
And he had complete faith.
Because he had complete faith.
We think the deity is marble or something.
But we think that the deity is marble or something.
But he had complete faith.
But he had complete faith.
And his father said, "The deity will eat it." So he had faith.
Because when his father said, "The deity will eat it," he had faith.
And the father came back. The mother told the father.
When the father came back, the mother told the father
that
this thing is happening.
He's coming back with an empty plate.
He came back with an empty plate.
Father said, "I'll hide and see."
Father said, "I'll hide and see
what's going on. They thought maybe the boy is eating all the laddus. They heard the boy say, "Please, dear Laddu Gopal, take these laddus."
They heard the boy say, "Dear Laddu Gopal, please take these laddus."
And there was silence.
Our
father looked around the corner.
The father looked around at the corner.
He was shocked.
He was shocked.
He saw the deity eating the laddu.
He saw the deity eating laddu.
So when he made the sound, the deity stopped.
So when he made the sound, the deity stopped.
He came, I got out. "A half-eaten laddu in your hand."
"I had found a half-eaten laddu in your hand."
"You cannot cheat me."
"You cannot cheat me."
So the word came out that this deity was eating from the hand of Raghunandan.
So the word came out that this deity was eating from the hand of Raghunandan.
So, usually the deity just looks at the offering.
Usually the deity just looks at the offering.
And by looking, eats. But to actually eat physically, in this case it was a brass deity.
But in this case,
I don't know, marble maybe.
The deity may be brass or marble, it actually ate.
Oh, the word spread around.
So the word spread around.
So, Abhiram Thakur, he wanted to meet this devotee. But Abhiram Thakur was famous that he paid obeisances to Nityananda's children. Many of them died. If they were not worthy to be Nityananda's children,
then they died.
Until he had Kiridakshaya Vishnu as his son, Virachandra Prabhu. And Ganges was on the right.
And Ganges personified
as his daughter.
They survived the obeisances of Abhiram Thakur.
So his parents were Raghunandan's parents were a bit afraid.
So Raghunandan's parents were a bit afraid.
They said, no, what would be the, naturally they were afraid for their child.
Naturally they were afraid for their child.
So when Adiram came, they said, oh, Raghunandan is not here.
So when Abhiram came, they said, Raghunandan is not here.
Because they had sent Raghunandan to some relative's house.
Because they had sent Raghunandan to some relative's house.
Adiram sat in a mango orchard.
So Abhiram sat in a mango orchard.
He was a bit frustrated, hard for many days to see the devotee.
He was a bit frustrated. He walked for many days to see this devotee.
And then
So he was sitting there.
Thinking what to do.
Thinking about what to do.
And then Raghunandan heard that Abhiram Thakur had come.
But then Raghunandan heard that Abhiram Thakur had come.
So he was so happy. He went and paid his obeisances to Abhiram Thakur.
He went and paid obeisances to Abhiram Thakur.
Abhiram Thakur picked him up and embraced him.
And Abhiram Thakur picked him up and embraced him.
The two died, danced.
And then the two danced.
And they're dancing so enthusiastically at Raghunandan Thakur's ankle bell.
They were dancing so enthusiastically that the ankle bell of Raghunandan Thakur flew off.
And went like 2 kilometers away.
And went like 2 kilometers away.
And landed in the house of a devotee.
Landed in a house of a devotee.
They still have that.
They still have that.
So, Raghunandan Thakur, he also established a Gauranga deity in Katwa.
Raghunandan Thakur also established a Gauranga deity in Katwa.
And he did many services for Lord Chaitanya. So he's a very special devotee. Today was his disappearance. All these great souls were on the earth.
All these great souls who were on this earth.
And
their presence purified the earth so much.
As this verse from the Bhagavatam says, there's a spiritual world and there's a material world.
As this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam says, there's a spiritual world and there's a material world.
Material world is temporary.
Material world is temporary.
And relative.
And relative.
And therefore, actually, it's not real in the sense of something permanent.
Therefore, it's not real in a sense that is something not permanent.
It's always changing.
It's always changing.
But the spiritual world is permanent.
But the spiritual world is permanent. Never created and never destroyed.
So these great souls as well as the Lord himself.
So these great souls as well as the Lord himself
came from the spiritual world.
Came from the spiritual world.
And so we are blessed that they are here on our planet.
So we were blessed that they were here on this planet.
And that's why we're trying to develop the Gaur-Mandal Bhumi.
That's why we are trying to develop the Gaur-Mandal Bhumi.
A place where these great associates of the Lord have appeared.
The place where these great associates of the Lord appeared.
They also, Bhaktivinoda Balaji's disappeared.
Yes. There's also Vansidas Babaji's disappearance.
Hey, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji had two disciples. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
And Vansidas Baba.
And Vansidas Babaji.
Vansidas Baba was a Bhajanandi.
Vansidas Baba was a Bhajanandi.
He was absorbed in serving Krishna and his bhajan.
He was absorbed in serving Krishna and in his bhajan.
But he was a very advanced devotee.
But he was a very advanced devotee.
And he would take his Krishna deity and bathe in the Ganges.
He would take his Krishna deity and bathe in the Ganges.
He would feed the deity.
He would feed the deity. He was having a relationship with his deity.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada was trying to expand the number of devotees.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was trying to expand the number of devotees.
That's the difference between a Gosyanandi and a Bhajanandi.
So that's the difference between a Gosyanandi and a Bhajanandi.
So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he actually wanted to see a number of devotees increase.
So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he actually wanted to see the number of devotees increase.
But because he was not literate.
But because he was not literate.
He didn't think himself qualified.
He did not think himself qualified.
But he had Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his disciple.
But he had Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his disciple.
Who spread the movement of Lord Chaitanya.
Who spread the movement of Lord Chaitanya.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Through his disciple Bhakti, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Through his disciple Srila Abhay Charan Aravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
But Vansidas Baba is also an important personality.
But Vansidas Babaji is also a very important personality.
Although he was engaged in his worship of the Lord.
Although he was engaged in his worship of the Lord.
And then try to expand the Krishna consciousness movement.
He didn't try to expand the Krishna consciousness movement.
But he was fully absorbed in Krishna's service.
But he was fully absorbed in Krishna's service.
So we pray at lotus feet that we have this spontaneous devotion and love for Lord Krishna.
So we pray to them that we also have this spontaneous love for Krishna.
So like this, some personalities come from the spiritual world, they come to this material world.
So like this, some personalities, they come from the spiritual world to this material world.
And they come to give their association.
They come to give their association.
And help people get back to home, back to Godhead.
And help people to get back home, back to Godhead.
So Raghunandan Thakur was such a devotee.
So Raghunandan Thakur was such a devotee.
And he was fully ecstatic in love of Krishna.
That he was fully ecstatic in the love of Krishna.
And even as a child, he had a deity eating from his hand.
Anyone who has a child who has deity.
Even as a child, he had the deity eating,
eating from his hand.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is such a literature.
Srimad Bhagavatam is such a literature
that we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
That we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
It's the science of the Supreme Person.
It's the science of the Supreme Person.
Unless somehow was mentioning that we are the hyper-personalists.
So in this, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that we are the hyper-personalists.
We believe in the personality of Godhead.
We believe in the personality of Godhead.
And actually, Lord Chaitanya, in his pastimes, he was caught in the ecstasy of different avatars.
Actually, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he would actually come in ecstasy of different avatars.
Sometimes he would in the ecstasy of Balaram.
Sometimes he would be in the ecstasy of Balaram.
Sometimes Varahadev.
Sometimes Varahadev.
Sometimes Narsimhadev.
Sometimes Narsimhadev.
Sometimes as his potencies.
Sometimes as his potencies.
As Radha.
As Radha.
As Gopi.
Gopi.
As Lakshmi.
Or Lakshmi.
As Katyayani.
As Katyayani.
Or Ardha Shakti.
Or Ardha Shakti.
So, he would appear in different aspects of his existence.
He would appear in different aspects of his existence. Ecstasies.
Different avatars, different potencies.
In different avatars, in different potencies.
He was disturbing the love of Krishna without considering that who is qualified or who is unqualified.
He was distributing the love of Krishna without considering who is qualified and who is unqualified.
He gave out the love of Krishna freely.
He gave out the love of Krishna freely.
But some persons are offensive to the devotees.
But some persons were offensive to the devotees.
So those people he didn't give mercy to.
Those people he didn't give mercy to.
Until they somehow got forgiven by those devotees.
Until they are somehow being forgiven by those devotees.
So Nanda Pandit had offended Sivas.
Devananda Pandit had offended Sivas.
So he was bereft of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
So he was bereft of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
And he had a relative, Vakreshwar Pandit.
And he had a relative, Vakreshwar Pandit.
Who explained to him Lord Chaitanya's actual position.
Who explained him Lord Chaitanya's actual position.
And convinced him to surrender to Lord Chaitanya, apologize to Srivas Thakur.
Who explained him to surrender to Lord Chaitanya, apologize to Srivas Pandit.
He apologized to Srivas Pandit.
So he apologized to Srivas Pandit.
Got forgiven. And then he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya.
Then he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya, he came down to give out this mercy of love of Godhead.
Lord Chaitanya, he came down to give out this mercy of love of Godhead.
All the holy scriptures of the world say we should love God.
All the holy scriptures of the world say that we should love God. But actually to do that seems very difficult.
But Lord Chaitanya would give out freely this love of Krishna.
But Lord Chaitanya would give out freely this love of Krishna.
So since Krishna can do anything.
So since Krishna can do anything.
Since he's Swarat or independent.
Since he's Swarat or independent.
And his avatar, his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya.
His incarnation as Lord Chaitanya.
His quality was mercy.
His quality was mercy.
And when he is merciful, he is unlimitedly merciful.
And when he is merciful, he is unlimitedly merciful.
Whatever he does is unlimited.
Whatever he does is unlimited.
So if he is not mercy, he can't limit it. If he gives out mercy, he cannot limit it.
If he gives out mercy,
you cannot limit it.
If he gives out mercy, you cannot limit it.
So, he appeared only 500 years ago. And so this is a very great opportunity that we have to take his mercy.
So this is a very great opportunity that we have to take his mercy.
Asas says, just like hearing the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
As Shastra says, that just by hearing the pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
one's natural love for Krishna awakens.
One's natural love for Krishna awakens.
So, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it predicts that Krishna will come in the Kali Yuga.
It predicts that Krishna will come in Kali Yuga.
But that he will not be, he will not come as Krishna.
But that he will not come as Krishna.
He'll come as a devotee of Krishna.
He'll come as devotee of Krishna.
But he'll be accompanied by his expansions, his associates, his devotees.
But he'll be accompanied by his expansions, associates, devotees.
And since the Lord is coming as a devotee.
Since the Lord is coming as a devotee.
That's a bit hidden in the Vedas.
That's a bit hidden in the Vedas.
It's there mentioned, but people may not understand.
It's there mentioned, but people may not understand.
Now that he has come and gone. You understand that he has come, the Lord has ascended, he allowed his love of God.
We can understand that the Lord had come to give out his love of God.
So that is the ultimate purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So that is the ultimate purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam.
In case of being in Bhagavatam, one does not have awakened their love for God.
In case the meaning of Bhagavatam, one have not awakened his love of God,
then by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that can be awakened.
Then by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that can be awakened.
So we chant
Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga. Just like chanting these holy names.
Just by chanting these holy names.
Our Lord Chaitanya Nityananda.
Lord Chaitanya Nityananda.
We can naturally awaken our love for Krishna.
We can naturally awaken our love for Krishna.
So, there is a great science of Krishna consciousness.
There is a great science of Krishna consciousness.
How this material world which appears real.
How this material world appears real.
It's actually temporary and unreal.
It's actually temporary and unreal.
And how a real existence is the spiritual world.
How the real essence is the spiritual world.
So naturally, we should return to the spiritual world.
So naturally, we should return to the spiritual world.
Currently, we are facing a coronavirus pandemic.
Currently, we are facing a coronavirus pandemic.
Because we have broken laws of nature, laws of God.
Because we have broken the laws of nature, laws of God.
So, in this way we are being punished.
So in this way we are being punished.
In the verse, in the quote we read from Srila Prabhupada this morning.
In the quote we read by Srila Prabhupada this morning.
He said, well, if we kill someone, we one by one.
If we kill someone, it will be one by one.
And Krishna does it, wholesale.
But if Krishna does it, it's wholesale.
So we're finding that hundreds of thousands of people being killed by this coronavirus.
So we are finding that hundreds and thousands of the people are being killed by this coronavirus.
Millions of people are getting infected.
Millions of people are getting infected.
At this opportunity, we should worship Krishna.
So at this opportunity, we should worship Krishna.
Worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
That is our eternal duty.
That is our eternal duty.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Any questions over internet?
Any questions over internet? Hare Krishna, Srila Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Who was Raghunandan Thakur in Krishna Leela?
I'll look it up. CC.
We'll look it up in CC. Next question is Agostya Nandi is expert in his bhajan, same as Bhajanandi?
Why not?
Why not?
His focus is different.
His focus is different.
He tries to expand the number of devotees.
He tries to expand the number of devotees.
And that is his bhajan.
That is his bhajan.
Like Prahlad Maharaj.
Like Prahlad Maharaj.
He got all the demon children.
He got all the demon children.
To start chanting Hare Krishna.
To start chanting Hare Krishna.
So that is why he was abused by his father.
That is why he was abused by his father.
But he was committed to making others devotees.
But he was committed to making others devotees.
That is the bhajan, or the purpose of the Gostya Nandi.
That is the bhajan and the purpose of Gostya Nandi.
Bhajanandi, they're expert in their bhajan.
Bhajanandi, they're expert in their bhajans.
Agostinandi are focused on trying to increase Agosti or the number of devotees.
Agostinandi, they try to increase the Agosti or the number of devotees. The next question is how to always remember the pastimes of previous acharyas.
Satyameva Gauranga Das.
Satyameva Gauranga Das.
Well, very kindly appear and disappear.
They very kindly appeared and disappeared from this world.
If we remember them on their appearance and disappearance day.
If we remember them on their appearance or disappearance day.
That's one way.
That's one way.
Since they're throughout the year, some other appearing and disappearing.
Throughout the year, there is someone appearing and disappearing.
But also, we're have a book on the that Acharyas are here in the Ramana Bhumi.
Also, we have a book of about different who appeared in Mandal Bhumi.
Which were about to publish.
Which we are about to publish. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.